sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. Let's see. We've got bottom of hour number two. Rick Manning will be with me. I'm not confident of our proposed guest. So I'm waiting to hear confirmation on that person. And we'll see if that's going to work out. But Rick Manning will definitely be with us, and we do have a lot to talk about today. Top of the next hour, David Shostokas will be with us. Shall not be infringed. That's what the Second Amendment says. We'll talk a little bit about the Second Amendment. It certainly is in the news, and we'll get a constitutional view on that. And we'll continue to talk about the issue of lawlessness. And what David has to say about the importance of maintaining law and order in our society and in our culture. So we'll talk about that. Speaking of culture, Donna Jackson joins me, bottom of the hour, Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And we'll have a conversation about the need for morality and principles and things of that nature. And so we'll have that conversation with Donna coming up at the bottom of this hour. But joining me, as she has been, and we're so excited to have her back, Tearon Rose Mandelberg, staff writer and researcher for Free Speech America and Newsbusters.org. And she goes as T. Rose, and I welcome T. Rose to the program. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Glad to be here, as always.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. I don't know. Well, yeah, actually, Dave Rubin sent this over to me this morning. So the Sussman trial has come to a close, and the jury in the Sussman trial has decided that Mr. Sussman is not guilty of lying to the FBI. Now it's interesting, and let me see. Here we go. Yep, I've got it right here. So this is a quote from the jury foreman. After the verdict, the jury forewoman, who declined to give her name, spoke to the media. She said, charges should never have been filed against Mr. Sussman in the first place. And here's her quote. I don't think it should have been prosecuted. There are bigger things that affect the nation than a possible lie to the FBI. This is the forewoman, T. Rose. Her job isn't to decide what should and should not be brought into a court of law to be tried or prosecuted. Her job is to determine whether or not a lie happened, but she seemed to already have her mind pretty much made up that this was a waste of my time, and because I think it's a waste of my time and shouldn't even be in the court because it's just not a big deal. Lying to the FBI is not a big deal. He's innocent.
Pastor Greg, that's kind of scary. That, you know, this is not something that should just be overlooked. This is huge, right? You know, they get down to the nitty gritty on all these smaller things, but then this huge bombshell, they ignore. And same with the networks. CNN, MSNBC, Primetime, they're ignoring this. They're not even reporting on it. They're just moving on about their day, talking about, well, now, this month, they're talking about gay pride and just things like that. Like, this is something that should be very looked into, and it's completely ignored. It's outrageous.
Well, and they're not even talking about, the truth. They're not talking about gay pride in the sense of what is really happening out on the streets. They're not talking mm-hmm. about naked men having sex on floats and adults bringing their minor children, I don't mean like minor, like just, you know, 15, 16, which is still unacceptable. No, I mean, they're little, they're 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds that are really curious about what's going on. And not only are the men having sex on the floats naked in front of these kids, but then they're dressing up boys in drag outfits and not, again, not teenage boys. No. We're going to dress up 5, 6, 7, and 8 year old boys in drag outfits and have them parade themselves in front of the floats while these men are doing this so we can groom your little boys so mm-hmm. we can have sex with them.
Yeah, you're totally right. They're just the whole media, they're all just portraying this delusional sense of what's really going on. You see that with, you know, the Sussman trial, and you see that with, like you're saying, this month of gay pride, right? So they're portraying everything in the light and in the lens that they think is quote unquote right. They're portraying it in the hopping on the bandwagon type of the mainstream, right? That's what they're portraying it everything as, in this beautiful, everything's wonderful light. But realistically, like, this is like you were saying, that's not what's happening with this LGBTQ thing. This is all propaganda. This is all indoctrinating. This is grooming our youth, and they're not going to bring that up. They're just going to talk about how wonderful and great of the whole community of LGBTQ is. And that's, you know, that's a clear indicator of their bias.
And the sad, you know, the really sad part about this is the church has succumbed. I have been encouraging people to go onto YouTube and find the videos. It's in two parts of Enemies Within the Church. And in part two, you'll see Albert Mohler, the president of the SBC, apologize for having spoken out in favor of traditional marriage. And say that he is walking that back now. Basically, he's sorry that he ever supported those things, sorry that he ever wrote that homosexuality was a sin, because, you know, it's all okay now. Well, God's word says that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's the standard by which will be measured for eternity. And not only is it not good eternally, but the carnage that is left in the wake of the LGBTQ agenda and the pursuit of those who are in that lifestyle, who just get their lives destroyed along the way. And it's not because of some cultural thing. In fact, the polls are showing that people are just kind of like, you know, whatever, you do whatever you want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And so the persecution and all that kind of thing, as a matter of fact, by the way, they like to bring up the Orlando nightclub, and and the reality is the Pulse nightclub shooting had nothing to do with LGBTQ. The wife of the shooter, who was tried and convicted for her role in that. Actually, I don't know that she was convicted, but tried for her role in that, testified that her husband did that. It was a jihad attack against America. And in fact, he asked one of the security guards at one point, "Where are all the women at?"
Wow.
He had,
Well, the media is not going to tell you that.
No, they're not. No, they're not going to backtrack on that that story. But yeah, he had no idea that it was a gay club. He went into the nightclub to kill people because he was committing what Muslims do, which is jihad. It is the murder of infidels, and he was there to kill as many Americans as he possibly could on American soil as a sign of jihad. It had nothing to do with LGBTQ. Islam says that it doesn't support homosexuality. However, Islam does support pedophilia. And that's another, you know, argument that Mehmet Oz came out and said, oh, you know, that's not true. Kathy Barnett's an Islamophobe. Well, Muhammad's first wife was Aisha. She was 6 years old. He consummated the marriage with her at nine. She was nine when he raped her.
Wow.
And her father gave her to him so that he could succeed Muhammad when Muhammad died, and he did. And we don't even have to go back 1400 years, T. Rose. Leah Sherabu is just one of many. She happens to be one that there's more media about. Sharibu. You can look it up, folks. Leah Sherabu is a teenage girl who was taken by Boko Haram, Islam, and she was made a slave. And what they do is they take these teenage girls and they marry them off for a day and a night. So the man rapes the girl, and the next morning they put her out and then another man takes her, and that, and then he rapes her all day long, and then they put her out again, and this goes on.
Oh my gosh.
And this is what they do to teenage girls, to girls as young as 9 and 10, all the way up to, you know, 16, 17 years of age. Leah has been in captivity since she was 16, 3 years now, and she has two children in captivity via rape by these men. Islam is a cult of pedophiles. She spoke the truth, and everybody went after her for it. And Mehmet Oz is lying and won't acknowledge it, even though it's, and it's Christian girls mostly that they're doing this to. Mm-hmm. And Islam is the number one slave trader of teenage girls in the world.
Wow.
In the world.
That's heartbreaking.
And Mehmet Oz says that doesn't exist, that it isn't happening. That's that, and he wants to be a U.S. senator.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you.
Exactly. Absolutely no way, under no circumstances, can a Turkish citizen who votes in Turkish elections but won't vote in U.S. elections be a United States senator who is a part of a pedophile cult and won't even acknowledge that it's happening. And it's not happening 1,400 years ago. It's happening now, today. Mm-hmm. Islam is the number one persecutor of Christians and Jews in the world. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm sitting here laughing, folks, for those of you that are listening to me and not watching. I was trying to adjust my tie, and my injured eye is just slightly off. Anyway, it's normal. I don't know. I don't know how many of you have ever tried to adjust your clothing via the camera view. But everything is backwards. It's like the mirror times 30, okay? And you know what I'm saying? You know, right? Everything, if you're trying to read something, everything is backwards in the mirror. I mean, mirrors are great when you're doing this kind of stuff, generally speaking. But, man, cameras, everything, it just, your mind is thrown off. And so I was trying to get my tie to get straight in my collar. And, it was like, you know, like I'm holding it up trying to hang myself or something. Anyway, holy smokes. Okay, a light moment before a heavy moment. Folks, we want to talk to you about this Pride Month thing because the media is going to be really pushing this, T. Rose. And I want to encourage people to get over to themindpolluters.com. It's a movie that gives you an in-depth look at what they're doing to our children. And actually, I'll tell you, up in McKinney, Texas, they just censored the one school board member that was willing to step forward and say, hey, we've got a problem in our library with what is being presented to the kids, the pornography that is in the public library at your school is going to blow your mind. And there was in McKinney, Texas, and I'll get it for you in a second, but can you believe that? And no real coverage of it at all.
Wow. That's just something else, Pastor Greg. You know, the fact that the media is completely hiding the realities of what's happening in schools and in libraries and on TV, it's scary, right? I looked at an article we wrote here at the MRC. And we saw that there was, in North Carolina, a preschool teacher was caught using unapproved LGBTQ like flashcards as a teaching tool for 3 to 4 year old children. Preschool kids was teaching them about or the teacher was teaching them about the colors of the gay flags and what they represent and what they mean, and even showing images of a pregnant man. And this kind of reminds me of what you were just talking about in the mirror with your tie, right? You were experiencing a sort of delusional sense of what was going on. You were kind of confused, right? That's what these teachers are, and the media, that's what they're pushing on these babies. These are literal children. My mom was saying yesterday, she said, it's no longer about accepting people for being gay, but it's about telling people, and now kids, that they are. So it's no longer just, you know, okay, let's work through this sin, because God forbid they talk about Christianity or the Bible in church or in schools, right? They can't talk about any of that. That's forbidden, right? Church and state. But then they can talk about all of this propaganda, and it is indoctrinating our youth. It's grooming them into a delusional sense of reality. And, you know, we need to realize this. I mean, we realize it, but the media doesn't realize it, and they're just going to continue to allow it to happen because that's the agenda they want to push.
All right. So Green complained to his constituents about sexually explicit books in student libraries. That was his complaint to his constituents on the McKinney Independent School District Board. And so yesterday morning in a special meeting in North Texas, the McKinney School Board voted 6-1 to censure Trustee Chad Green, citing what they said sufficient evidence to conclude that certain actions violated the board's policies and operating protocols. So protecting the children from pornographic explicitly, this is material, T. Rose, that if you were out on the street in front of that school and you attempted to hand this to one of the children coming out of the school, the police would arrest you.
Yep.
The police would arrest you for handing one of these books to the children as they're coming out of the school. Yet the school allows these books to be in the library, and the teachers promote the reading of this material to the children. They tell the children, you should be reading this, you need to read it, you need to understand it, you need to act out on it. That's what they're telling your kids. Folks, I'm telling you, this is what's happening in your public school. And I'm not talking about 12, 13, 14-year-olds, which is still, in my opinion, unacceptable. But some of you may believe that I'm wrong. I'm talking about 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-old children. That's why DeSantis in Florida passed the bill they did protecting children from 4 to 9. Because what's happening in Florida, what they were protecting kids from in Florida, is happening nationwide, including right here in Texas. T. Rose, I'm sorry I bogarted our time today, but God bless you and thanks for being here.
You too, that's great. Thanks, that's great.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And before I get into my next guest, I just want to say hello to some very special new listeners that I just found out about in Connecticut. And I want to say a big hello and a shout out to the Mandelberg family. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's for you. Yeah. So big shout out and hello. And so appreciative of you tuning in and listening to the program. So God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Greatly appreciate that. Also, real quick, I know I'm going to segue to this and then it's going to be. But you see up on my screen here, I've got a $10 challenge. It's a donate $10 a month challenge to Saving America and Saving India. I want to thank Paul for his $10 donation. We received that yesterday. Thank you so very much. You can make that donation at paypal.me/PastorGreg. And it helps me to be able to stay on the air, to be able to keep doing this and pay the bills. And it also helps me to be able to support our ministry in India and what we're doing there. And we just put in our 31st freshwater bore well on Saturday. Those wells impact anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 people with fresh, clean water. And you can watch the video of the prayer and the blessing over that well by going to cg4i.com. You can also check out our photo gallery as we put up new photos and pictures of our outreaches and events. And we're wanting to do this Saturday an outreach to our orphans. We have someone that has given us funds to provide summer clothes to 80 orphans. Summer clothes to 80 orphans, but we're short $250. We need a $250 donation to complete this, and then we can buy summer clothes for 80 orphans, and we'll give them out this Saturday, and we will video it, and you'll be able to see it, and we'll put it up on the site. And so, I mean, we are transparent about what we're doing. The funds will absolutely do that. But $250 is what we're short. If you'd like to help us out, any portion of that, go to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. Okay, want to get to my guest. Donna Jackson is with me. Project 21, Black Leadership Network. Donna, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I know, you know, I mean, I know Project 21 talks about a lot of social issues that are going on. And certainly there is an issue as to what's happening to children, red, brown, yellow, black, and white. We've talked about CRT and how horrid that is. But one of the other agendas is the sexualization of kids. And June is somehow claimed by this lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, queer. That's what it stands for. So let's just get it out there. Lesbian, gay. This is, so what we're talking about is we're talking about the sodomites have picked a month, and everyone in America is supposed to celebrate the sodomizing of each other and the sodomization and pedophilia of our kids, and somehow that's supposed to be celebrated, Donna.
You know, it's despicable. What's really going on right now is there's a war against heterosexual couples, because that represents the image of the Bible and how God views Christ and the church. And particularly males, which is why we're producing so many angry males. There's a really attack going on against heterosexual couples. And so they're trying to, at a very young age, indoctrinate kids. And if you know anything about CRT, the fourth principle of CRT is that they destroy the Western family unit, which is a woman and a man as a symbol of marriage, because they said that is what is spreading racism. So it's always been a war to destroy the family, because all of the values, Christian values, are passed down through the family. And so what we're seeing now is this vilification of anybody that is Christian, anybody that is heterosexual, anyone that stands up against immorality, and it's even destroying the church. I mean, yeah. I can't believe that you have all of a sudden pro-choice pastors, you have pro-choice priests, you have all of these individuals that are saying that life isn't important, and it's even less important if you are a straight male who actually stands up for the values, Christian values, this country is founded on.
It's really something else. I was trying to pull up here for you this video, Enemies Within the Church, and it's actually out on, let's see, yeah, this says, okay, Enemies official trailer. Yeah, woke SBC compilation. So let me see. I'm going to try and see if we can't get some of this, but it is just absolutely stunning. You have Albert Mohler, who is the president of SBC, who is now coming forward and essentially, well, not essentially, he is flat out apologizing for his previous stand in support of traditional marriage.
I mean, that it's hard to comprehend how someone can pick up their Bible and then you almost have to skip over every passage in order to believe that statement. But what we've seen is really a takeover, the government taking over the church. And the church is no longer about Christ, about saving souls. It's no longer about forgiveness. It's just about furthering this woke culture. And it's replacing G-O-D with G-O-V, where the government is the God. And we're not actually sitting there and following the principles of God anymore. In fact, we're producing more violence and anger because people don't know. You have young men who don't understand what it means to be a father. You have fathers that feel isolated in their own families, and they feel like they can't stand up and have pride in the fact that they want to raise healthy children. And the church is actually advocating for this kind of destruction of the family, even though it goes against every principle of God.
It's stunning when you stop and look at, you know, the churches. But here's what I would suggest, because what we have to understand is that seminaries today, and this is one of the things that's in this documentary, Enemies Within the Church, the seminaries today, in many instances, there are teachers at major seminaries that teach that the Bible is filled with fables, like Aesop's fables, not actual history, not actual events that took place and happened, so that everything is turned into mythology and fables and some kind of suggestion, but not the inerrant word of God and not absolute truth. And, you know, Bonhoeffer talks about this all the way back. His writings indicate that he felt that had been what had infected the churches in Germany, and part of the reason why they went along with fascism and Hitler and the Nazis was because they had accepted a belief that was not the real gospel of Jesus Christ.
And that's what you see the parallel happening in this country. You have priests, you have pastors who have already succeeded to, you know, whatever the woke culture is. You know, CRT said that God, that the institution of Christianity was actually just a social construct just to spread racism. And so that none of it was real, and that it all needed to be torn apart, and the American fabric, the fabric of this country, needed to be rebuilt. So they're working diligently to destroy the institution of God and the belief in God in order for them to usher in Marxism and communism and all of the things that they use to control individuals and take away their hope. And, well, you know, it's sad that the church is going along with the program.
And when we get back, folks, I'm going to break that myth. Okay. I've been hitting on that, Don. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I've been hitting on that, and I'm going to break that myth by introducing you to John Newton. And this is not the same Newton that had the apple. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action
through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Please don't forget our $10 a month challenge. Donate $10 a month. Help us save America and save India. We're saving America right here on this program. Every single day we're here educating people on truth, and we're addressing the issues, and we are giving you the facts. And we would appreciate your support. And of course, we are also every single day through our well project, 31 wells. That means that every day, roughly 60 to 70,000 people, maybe even as many as 90, are getting fresh water right now. As I'm speaking to you, they have access to fresh, healthy water. We have orphans that are getting fed and taken care of. We have 500 church pastors that are ministering to communities every single day. We have a school, a sewing school for widows. By the way, we need some major, major help so we can buy them their sewing machines, so we can graduate them, so they can start providing for their families. Lots that we've got going on. So help us. $10 a month is all we're asking you. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Or send your check to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. All right, I promised you we would talk about this. So, a Newton. Donna, we're not talking about Isaac Newton, are we?
No, we're not.
Isaac Newton. No. The guy credited with identifying the theory of gravity, right? No, this is John Newton. And John Newton was the author of Amazing Grace. You know, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I promise I won't sing for you. But Amazing Grace. And what people may not know about him is that he began his career, it says, as a sailor and a slave trader. But the reality is he was the captain of a slave ship. He was the captain of a slave ship, Donna. And the Lord brought conviction and repentance, and he went into the ministry, and he had a profound impact on William Wilberforce. And very quickly, I'm going to say this, and then, Don, I'm going to throw this to you because you've got some cool facts I want you to bring out. But William Wilberforce was an abolitionist. Many people know that. And Wilberforce was told by his friend who became the prime minister, you need to tone down your abolitionist conversation right now. Otherwise, they're going to believe you to be a revolutionary in alignment with the American Revolution, because the American Revolution was about, in part, abolishing slavery. That's how the UK looked at it. All men are created equal. That document given to the king, sent to the king, was read in Parliament. And they knew what that meant, Donna, is that America was saying every single person in our colonies is equal and will be given equality under God.
You know, that's absolutely right. Equality started with the freedom that we were given from Christ. If you notice, like the 1619 projects and some of these that are going through, one of the things that they're trying to do is actually wipe out the fact that abolitionists were they were evangelical Christians whose hearts were towards God, and they were too religious and they were too fervent about their belief that our freedom and slavery was actually against the Bible. It was against the freedoms that God had given us. So what you've seen in America is them wiping out the abolitionists that were there before Frederick Douglass, before Harriet Tubman. In fact, years before they were even born, abolitionists in their convictions from Christ were actually pushing for freedom. They were the ones that were responsible for making sure that Abraham Lincoln focused on the Emancipation Proclamation. They were the ones fighting for the equality of God. And what you see now in history is they're wiping out these individuals because they don't want you to know that this country was founded on the principles of God, and that the freedom that we have that you see in the Constitution started from the freedom that we receive from Christ and his salvation. All of those founding fathers knew that the framework that they were starting was actually going to lead to the eventual freedom of all men, because in God's sight, we're all equal.
Amen.
And that's where that freedom comes from.
Well, let me give you some examples of that going way back. Abigail Adams, John Quincy Adams. I mean, people at the very founding. Susan B. Anthony. Okay. Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok. Go ahead. I just wanted people to understand that abolition and the idea, as you're suggesting, the idea of abolition goes all the way back. Alexander Hamilton. Go ahead. Sorry.
All of the foundations for our freedom started with the freedom that Christ and the Bible, the principles of the Bible, gave us. And abolitionists, we call them abolitionists, but back then they were considered Quakers, evangelical Christians who were fighting and defying the government because they said that God's principle overran the principles of the country that went against that freedom that we were given. So you see, when they talk about Frederick Douglass, when they talk about Harriet Tubman, even Dr. Martin, even the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the Reverend has been dropped because we're so afraid to realize that it was always that faith in Christ that led to the freedoms and the revolutions that we have in this country. And John Wesley, need to fight against that.
John Wesley, John Newton, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine. These are American founders, ladies and gentlemen, all of whom were abolitionists.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.